Parker, Logan, Mark, and at your back. He's the hero from Queens, the Amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Villains taking time, filling cities up with crime. Where the hero draw the line, the Amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Villains watch your back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. The WebTales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Logan Mark and Badger talking on the WebTales Podcast.
Welcome, welcome everybody to WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast. We go through the history of the web-slinger from the very beginning all the way present day. And Batchy, it's feeling nice outside, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. It's May 2-4 weekend here in Ontario and in Canada at time of recording. So make sure you have a 2-4 with you when you drink responsibly, when you listen to this podcast.
Unless you're in Quebec, where it's Fête des Patriotes.
Easy.
Quebec has to be different.
Easy, right? For you to say, my friend. You are the bilingual one. Sometimes I barely speak English.
Oh, well, I'm not much better, man.
So this week on WebTales, we're doing issue 175 of The Amazing Spider-Man, continuing off with the team-up with the Punisher. That's not an issue of Marvel team-up.
Exactly. So if anyone remembers last time, Jonah got kidnapped by the Hitman.
And it ended by Bret Hart kidnapped J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
That's our story. Sticking to it, as we like to say on WebTales, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So Bret Hart kidnapped the Hitman. Maybe Bret Hart in a mask. We don't know.
We don't know. It could be him.
Allegedly. Kidnapped J. Jonah Jameson, had him in a helicopter, and the Punisher was just blindly firing at the helicopter, not giving a fuck.
Yeah. And as he was flying away, Bret Hart was doing W, C, W with his fingers.
Jonah was behind the Montreal Screwjob once and for all.
Exactly. He wanted revenge, finally.
Yes. So on this cover, Punisher's holding Spider-Man up, and Spider-Man's holding J. Jonah Jameson. Hang on to Jameson, web-slinger. The Punisher will save you both. But who's going to save your hero from the vengeance of the Hitman? And yes. Spidey's like, my fucking arm hurts. I can't save any of us.
We're screwed.
Should I drop Jonah? Should I not drop Jonah?
Is that a hard choice?
We open up this issue with an ad for Pizzazz. Stanley's pitching the magazine Pizzazz.
Oh, is it about the cocaine lifestyle of his in the 70s?
Oh, all like the big centerfold of him just doing lines naked on a bearskin rug.
Nice. That must be worth a fortune now.
Yes. So as always on WebTales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue, Big Apple Battleground, written and edited by Len Wein, Ross Andrews, the artist, Jim Mooney, the Madman is the anchor, Glynis Wine is the colorist, and Joe Rosen is the letterer.
Yeah, and we continue where we left off with Punisher just seemingly blindly firing towards the helicopter.
But saying,
would you quit that? Lovely purple sky. I don't know if you see that color as well on your...
What color is the sky? I'd say purple. It's a little pink to me.
A little purplish pink, yeah. So I guess it doesn't work anymore, that game. It was fun when I had different jacket colors for Peter.
Yes, the classic what color is Peter's jacket game on WebTales. Go back and listen to the...
Oh, I can't hear you. No, still can't hear you.
Mic check 1-2. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
No. Yeah, you just came back.
Okay.
All
right. Goddamn, Mike Phillip.
Okay.
We're keeping it in. We're keeping it real.
Going live.
The show's free, folks. Has been for 2 years.
Yeah.
When we start charging people for Patreons, then the production value will go up. So
exactly.
So Punisher is firing away. Spidey's trying to stop him.
Yeah. Hitman saying, ironic, isn't it? I'm only being paid to abduct you, Jameson, but your own friends may kill you.
Yes.
And Jonah's like, Seth Walker ain't no friend of mine.
So Punisher's trying to hit all the orange glowing spots like any video game.
Yeah, exactly. Try to get the boss down.
Yep.
Finally, Spidey's had enough of it, and he just webs Punisher's gun and pulls it away. And throws a sticky, gooey thing on the...
Creepy crawler.
Exactly, the creepy crawler on the tires of the helicopter.
To track it.
Yeah. And Punisher's like, I totally could have taken him out, you know.
I should have just shot him. You should have let me shot him.
Yeah. But they don't have time to argue too much because they get tackled by a bunch of cops. I think it's our boys. What do we call them again?
Murray and Steve.
Yeah. Who somehow think they can take out Spider-Man and the Punisher, but they get their asses kicked for it. I mean, I see Spider-Man giving two concussions at once right here.
Beauty's just like Seamus super kick right there. It's like bro kick.
Yeah, that was a good kick, eh?
Punisher with a backhand with a rifle, punches the other cop in the face.
Yeah. And then some more cop shows like, there they are, and they put down our four best men. I'm like, really? Those are your best men?
So Spidey basically throws out two webs, and we actually get to see Punisher like swing away on a web for the first time.
A web line. it's quite endearing, isn't it?
Oh, I may actually have to give the Punisher one of Bede's X's for this joke. He goes, not exactly a wall crawler, but I think it's about time I got into the swing of things. You get three, Frank. Three bad jokes, and then you're out.
Well, I started early on this one.
Yeah.
So, back in the Bugle, everyone's taking care of Marla, Jonah's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
We still haven't just figured out if he's married or not at this point, have we?
Yeah, Jonah's new mistress.
Yeah, could be new mistress. So they're just talking about trying to get Jonah back and being all friendly.
Robbie's not working at all. Like, Jonah's kidnapped. Okay, nobody, we don't got to work.
The paper shuts down. No one does anything. So Spidey's taking a ride in the battle van with the Punisher.
And that's a sweet van. He's got like nice airbrushed Punisher like on the side.
Yeah.
Not you exactly know, subtle. Like, you can pretty much spot the Punisher battle van. He's got like that airbrushed like 70s art on the side of it of himself with the giant machine gun naked on a bearskin rug.
Yeah. He pretends to be incognito, but he wants people to know.
Right beside Stan Lee. Both of them are naked on the bearskin.
What a time, the 70s, eh?
Yep.
So this is origin time because they got a lot of time to drive, and Spy's like, ah, fuck it. I got 20 minutes to waste.
What else am I going to do? Why do you kill people, Frank?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Spidey, I went to Vietnam. I have severe PTSD, and I'm pretty fucked up and should not be a hero to anybody.
Spidey's all like, wow, these doors are kind of like welded shut, Frank, aren't they? It's time for me to go.
I still have more stories to tell. Oh, God. So in this story, Frank and his company are getting surrounded by some Viet Cong.
Mm-hmm.
And grenade goes off behind him. He goes flying, and he thinks he's done for as the enemies are running towards him. But he gets saved at the last second by none other than the Hitman before he was the Hitman.
Bret Hart saved him.
Just Bret Hart. That's right. Came in for the save, ran in, kicked all the heels out of the ring, you know.
Put a sharpshooter on a member of the Viet Cong.
Yeah. And ended the war. So basically, the Hitman says, you owe me a life, soldier. So one day I will collect on it. So therefore, that's why Punisher feels like he owes the Hitman something for saving his life. He also says that Hitman was discharged not too long after for mental instability.
Why was the Hitman never like a bigger Punisher villain?
Probably because we'll find out by the end of this issue. Yeah, you'd think, like, you know, this is like your arch enemy kind of origin story.
He's tied to his origin. They both went, they were in the same unit in Vietnam.
Yeah. And most of the time, you know, your arch enemies, arch villain is just an evil version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then the evil version of the Punisher would be what? A good guy?
Yep.
It's confusing.
He's really conscientious to the criminals. He actually helps them a lot.
Yeah, rather than kill them.
So the creepy crawler fell off the helicopter.
Yeah. And Punisher goes like, wait, I think they totally went that way. Because I see, was it tire tracks or something?
Yeah. So they head off toward the farmhouse.
Yeah.
So
now we cut to a much more interesting storyline. Harriet is a psychiatrist, Dr. Barton Hamilton.
Oh, like Dr. Hamilton's got so much material to work with Mary, with Harry Osborn on this.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to write a great fucking book on this.
This fucking wacko.
Yeah. So they start talking about Liz leaving.
This guy lives in Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs world.
Oh, yeah. He's loving this. He's like, I can make a career off this guy. And he's got money, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about Liz, and Harry's like, oh, why did she leave me? I did everything for her. And then Doctor's like, you know what? Maybe you were too good for her.
What are you saying? And nobody talks to dear Harry Osborn that way. Nobody.
Exactly. Flipping out, he's like, kill you!
And just beats the shit out of a psychiatrist.
Yeah. And then we see after the fight, a figure emerges from the shadows saying, now at last the time has come for the Green Goblin to live again. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Yeah. But meanwhile, we're going back to the War Journal to see what Spidey and the Punisher are up to.
So we got two of our famous Union guards here from the bad guy employment agency.
Yeah, these are mechanics, so they're a bit more specialized.
Yes, they get paid more.
Yeah, because you need someone to fix your evil inventions every time they break down.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here to fix the helicopter, and one of them's like, I'll go check it out. He doesn't come back. The other guy goes, checks it out. Oh, no, his friend is webbed up. And then he gets webbed up, too.
Well, I never can do those stealth missions in the Spider-Man games. I just, like, try, then I get seen. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Time to Leroy Jenkins it.
What's good in the Miles Morales one is you can turn invisible.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Ah.
I just got my PS5 back from Craven, finally, after I just bought it. So,
listen, you better catch up, Bash, because the new one might be coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole episode when that one comes out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, under the Brooklyn Bridge, we see that Jameson has been delivered to that terrorist organization, the People's Liberation Front.
Mm-hmm.
They got a very special plan.
As opposed to the Mutant Liberation Front.
Yeah, different heels. So Jones like, oh, I know what, I can totally write another story saying you guys are not that bad after all, you know. Ha ha ha.
As they're underneath the bridge where Artie Simek killed Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I think Artie Simek lives under there at this point.
I think so.
Yeah, because people don't like him anymore.
Yeah. We do. We love Artie Smack. Rest in peace.
Yeah, but we're cool. We know him better than other people.
Best letterer ever.
Definitely. So the evil plan of the terrorist group is to blow up the Statue of Liberty with Jameson in it.
Just because
they're terrorists, they hate liberty, right?
Right. Punisher's just like, the hitman's all like, I just want to get paid.
Yeah. Which at this point, he should just leave. He's done his job, right?
Yeah, he dropped off Jameson. Like, there's no other reason for him to stick around.
Yeah, but decides to help them knock out the guards and take over the island. And says they gave him some soma gas, so I guess it's what the wrestlers started using a decade later, right?
Yeah, it's 50% Craven titty gas, so it's the good stuff.
They pay a lot of money for it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they start taking over the Statue of Liberty, and we see the hitman's helicopter coming towards them. They're like, what the fuck? I thought the hitman was here. Oh, I guess it's Ralph and Morty. Hey, they had names, those guys.
Stephen Murray.
But turns out it's not them.
No.
It's the Punisher and Spidey.
On the boat.
And then Punisher takes out the guards with non-lethal ammunition.
Yeah, those are his rubber bullets.
Yeah. You know he bullshits Spidey with that.
That still don't hurt when he shoots them in the face.
Yeah. It just knocks them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Punisher's going to go up inside the statue, and he wants Spidey to go to outside.
Yeah. And then Punisher pulls the old not in the elevator trick that they use in every action movie.
Mm-hmm. Kills all the guards.
No, he just non-lethally shoots them.
They're the sleepy time bullets.
Yeah. Kayfabe, brother. Kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
For the sensors. So Jameson is reminiscing at this point, saying, why the hell does Spider-Man keep saving me after I've been an asshole to him for so long?
Because, gee, you think Spidey's a nice guy?
No, he would never think that until, like, much later. And Spidey's like, yeah, why am I saving him? I guess I still feel bad about the whole Uncle Ben thing, so.
Mm-hmm. I love how, like, the hitman's all like, well, I've done my part. I'm out of here. And the terrorist guy's like, I don't think so. Pulls a gun on him. Then the hitman just, like, blows him away.
Yeah. Never try to stiff the hitman on the bill.
No.
Because he'll fuck you up. I just hope he got his check cleared before he shot this guy.
Yep. The hitman got paid in exposure.
The guy's like, we're not terrorists, we're influencers.
Yes.
So Spidey and Punisher were nice enough to bring Hitman his helicopter back.
Yeah.
So he tries to get on it, and Spidey ain't having none of that. So they end up pulling the whole helicopter down and crashing it into the Statue of Liberty. And Hitman's like, fuck this. I ain't getting paid, so I better get out of here or else I'm going to blow Jameson away.
So he tries to shoot Spidey. Spidey dodges out of the way. Punisher shows up.
Yeah.
They have a standoff.
Yeah, exactly. They're talking about, you know, like, I saved you, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Spidey's right now, sneaking behind the hitman, you know, while Punisher is pretending to put his gun down, and Spidey does a little tackle.
Gets Jameson out of the way, dives off the Statue of Liberty with him, but Hitman shoots. Punisher shoots him. But mm-hmm. Hitman's hanging on for dear life on one of Lady Liberty's little spikies.
Yeah. And Punisher has to make a choice to save Spidey and Jonah or the Hitman, to which he owes a debt, a life debt.
Or he could just go for a slice of pizza and leave both of them, because...
Yeah.
Both are valid choices. Save Spidey.
Yeah.
Save the hitman, go for pizza.
Yeah. But in the end, Frank decides to save Spidey.
And Spidey does still have a bum shoulder.
Yeah, that's why he can't hold on to Jonah for too long.
Yeah.
And while it's happening, Punisher's saying, don't worry, hitman, I'll come get you. And it's like, not happening. I'm not strong enough. Oh, well, bye.
Oh, then he's dead.
Yeah, that's why you don't see him anymore. But then again, it's comics. People come back from, you know, worse than that. So, they save Jonah. And Punisher basically gets emo and says, but my work, God help me, may go on forever.
Yeah, okay, Frank. All I can say is thank God the stitching on those fancy dance suits are pretty solid, because Jonah would have fallen right out of that jacket if it was any other product manufacturers. That's the quality you get when you buy a suit at Fancy Dan's suit shop.
Let's put the advertising. Fancy Dan's, so good, it might save your life.
It might save your life.
Mm-hmm. So, Batch, are we going to give this issue?
I give this issue. Hey, it's me, Craven.
Oh, Craven, welcome back.
I give this issue 6 guys falling off the Statue of Liberty to their death out of 10.
I see.
That's how you guys do it, out of 10, right? I never know how you guys rank these things.
He might be dead or not dead. I'm not sure. stopped.
Oh, no, he'll be okay. They'll just resurrect him as a mutant in Krakoa. That's what's going to happen to Miss
Marvel. Right now, right? Just yeah, let's
do some topical talk. What do you think about them killing off the Miss Marvel in an issue of Amazing Spider-Man?
Like most comic deaths these days, I just think it's lame shock value to pop a number, and she'll be back before the end of the year.
I mean, Peter barely knew the chick. I mean, she was Miles' friend.
She's way too young for Peter.
Yeah. They were, I think it was the Champions together. I mean, but she'll be back. They just want to make her in line with the MCU.
Exactly, because for some reason in the MCU they made her a mutant.
And they should kill Kick-Ass and make him a mutant too, so.
Sure. Why not?
I am much more rad than that guy. The movie's going to be terrible. I'm going to sue for libel.
What's the name of your lawyer, Craven?
Oh, it's Louis Lasser.
Oh, okay. I heard he's the best in all Australia. Oh,
he is shady as fuck.
That's exactly what you need.
He makes Saul Goodman look like nothing. Better call Louis.
Better call Louis.
When you need to hide the bodies, you call Louis Lasser.
Should be Louis Lawsuit.
Oh, hold on. Where is it? Where the Baz puts it? You get one of these.
Oh, damn it.
You get two more, Mark.
Shit, that means I gotta get out of here soon.
But the reason why I am here, I got to talk shit about this Ninja Terminator Tubi who's chirping me on Twitter. Because, yes, I am on Twitter now. Make sure you subscribe to Craven Papurdi for the best tweets in the world from Craven and this guy. I don't know who it is because it's not Bede and it's not Marcy, my co-host on the Super Network, the Tubi Tuesday podcast, the number one podcast for Tubi Tuesday movies. This guy posing as the Ninja Terminator guy, he's been writing my ass on Twitter and it's pissing me off, man.
You sure it's not the original actor from Ninja Terminator?
It could be.
What was his name again? Richard?
I don't know. Harris? I don't know who that guy is.
He had a great mustache.
He had a great mustache and a great wig, which I stole. And I sent him tweets of how much cooler I look in his gear than he does, because I'm much better. And I went to the sexy auntie stores, and I got some sexy aunties now. So now I may be doing a little bit of... lady management, if you know what I'm saying, is my new business.
I see what you mean.
If you need someone to escort you to a nightclub or a movie screening, you better call Craven.
Better call Craven.
Right, pimp a date easy.
You may get sued for saying that.
Worst, I need to get the Godfather's theme. That needs to be my new theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might come after you for saying that.
Okay, should we wrap this podcast up, Mark?
All right, Craven. I will give it 6.5 Union Mechanics on 10. There you go.
And I will give it 8 Sleepy Time Bullets out of 10.
Oh, you really like this one.
Yes. Yeah. It was a fun team up. Well, we actually got a little bit of Punisher's origin story.
Yeah, and some Bret Hart, right?
And Bret Hart was in it, too.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Everything we say on the show is allegedly when we describe these issues.
Yeah, there's no proof. We just make up our own storyline in the end.
So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We really appreciate you. Tell a friend if you like Spider-Man. Be sure to like and subscribe in all podcast formats, whether it's iTunes, whether it's the Spotify, whether it's Good Pods, however you listen to this podcast. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on our Facebook group at Pop4D. Make sure you follow us, all our socials, even Craven's at Craven Pop4D. It's funny because if you look at his follows, he's just starting to follow like OnlyFans models and porn stars. I don't think he realizes.
He's probably trying to figure out how to understand Twitter at this point.
I don't think he cares. That's the other thing. So,
yeah, kind of like a boomer parent saying things, right?
I'm never going to say I fully respect Craven, but at least he's got moxie.
He's true to himself. You can say that.
And whoever is totally annoying the fuck out of him on Twitter as Ninja Terminator Tubi, keep doing it.
Well, thanks for joining us, folks, and come back next week for more spider shenanigans. Take care, everyone. Bye bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Webtales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Webtales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Webtales Podcast. Or you can email us at WebtalesPodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Webtales of Spider-Man Podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Webtales of Spider-Man Podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers.
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!
Within my being, it feels so strange, like I'm skiing with the ground so far below me. Now